Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this week's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, today is a milestone of sorts for this podcast. It's our 100th episode. We started back at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, and just as a way to reach out and sort of a new way. We had to learn some things, and it was very primitive in the beginning. Still haven't advanced too far in our knowledge and understanding of how to do one of these podcasts, but I know there's quite a few of you now who listen every week, and I appreciate that. And we have a spiritual purpose in mind, and that is to just to give a brief preview of what God has placed on our heart for the message for the following day. And as we've said a number of times, our desire is just to whet your appetite for the spiritual food that we'll be enjoying in the message from God's Word the next day. And so thank you for those who listen. I hope you'll continue to listen, tell others about it. Use the podcast as an outreach tool. You can copy the link and send it to friends and people you know who are not in church anywhere and invite them to come be with us. And so I hope as time goes by, we'll continue to find ways to use this podcast for God's glory and that He can use it to build His church and capture the attention of people who need to be in church, and then to just connect with other people with the gospel and as an outreach tool. So we're excited about what might lie ahead for this podcast in the future. Well, we're back in Acts 16 this week as we continue tracking with Paul on his second missionary journey. Paul chose Silas to go with him on this journey, and they set out across the southern part of Asia there, Asia Minor as it's called. When they came to Lystra, they picked up the young man Timothy to come along and be an assistant to them on this trip, and he continued to go with them, left his home there in Lystra, left his mother and his grandmother behind, and began to go on the journey with Paul and Silas. And in tomorrow's text, we're going to see that they pick up another person to be on team with them as they travel, and he's a very famous person in the Bible. Do you know who that is? Let me give you a couple of hints. First of all, he wrote two books in our New Testament. And then another hint, possibly a hint for you, is that his name is never mentioned, but we know who he is. How do we know? And who is this new member of the team that we'll see joining in the journey tomorrow? Well, you'll have to come and hear the message to find out. And we'll see Paul and his missionary team moving further to the west and getting further and further away from home, 500, 600, 700 miles and more away from where the journey started in Antioch in Syria. And we'll see that as they continued to travel, something very unusual and unexpected happened. They came to the Roman province of Asia and wanted to preach the gospel there. But the scripture tells us they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word there. So then they wanted to go back to the northeast, sort of, in that direction, into a region called Bithynia. But we read in verse 7 of chapter 16, the Spirit did not permit them to go there. So back to back, they ran into a couple of closed doors. And we have to ask the question, why? Why would God stop them from preaching in the province of Asia? They were already there. And why would the Spirit not permit them to go to Bithynia? Why these closed doors? Preaching the gospel is what they were doing. Preaching the word of God is what this mission trip was all about. They weren't digging wells and trying to improve the water supply in the villages that they visited. They weren't setting up medical centers. They weren't building new church buildings. That was not the purpose of the mission trip. They were preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were telling people how they could be made right with their Creator, and how they could have their sins that they had committed against this Creator, their Creator, forgiven. They were telling people about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God, and how He died a sacrificial death on the cross to satisfy the wrath of God against sinners. And of course, they were preaching about the resurrection of this Savior and how He is alive from the dead and how He must be surrendered to His Lord. They were preaching the gospel. They were preaching the Word of God. So why these closed doors? Well, we're going to talk about that in the message tomorrow. What does it mean when we run into closed doors? How do we respond? What happens when we want to do God's will and we set out to live for Him and do things that we think are pleasing to Him? But as we try to live for Him, we sometimes run into closed doors. Have you ever run into a closed door? I know I have. How do we respond? How should we respond when that happens? Well, that's what we're going to deal with in the message tomorrow. And I'm calling the message Closed Doors and Opened Hearts. Closed Doors and Opened Hearts. And I sure hope you'll be there to hear and to see what God's Word teaches us about these times in our lives when we experience closed doors. If you're not a member of Grace, someone may have forwarded the link to this podcast to you as an invitation for you to be with us tomorrow. And I want you to know we would be so glad to see you there when we meet. I hope you'll come be with us. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We meet at 9:30 for a time of fellowship in our fellowship hall. We want you to come be a part of that. We just have a relaxed time of meeting and talking and fellowshipping together just before Sunday school, which starts at 10 o'clock. We have an adult Bible study that meets in the main sanctuary at 10. It's taught by Brother Fred Leonard, who's one of the most outstanding Bible teachers that you could ever sit under. And I hope you'll come and be a part of his class, and you bring your children. We have Sunday school classes for children of all ages. And if you need more information about Grace Baptist Church, you can find it at this site where you're listening to this podcast, here at Sermon Audio. If you'll look elsewhere on this landing page where you're listening right now, you'll find more information about our church. Or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. gracegrandbay.com. And if for some reason you can't be there tomorrow, well, we sure hope you can be, but if you can't, this sermon will be available on Sermon Audio. The sermon that we'll preach tomorrow will be available on sermonaudio.com by noon Monday. This podcast that you're listening to now is available each Saturday morning. We try to have it online and ready for you to listen to by 10 o'clock. We don't always make it. That's our goal, is by 10. If we don't make it by 10, it's shortly thereafter. And I hope you'll take some time each Saturday during your day to listen as we preview the next day's message. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope to see you in the morning. And when we do gather, let's gather to worship. Let's gather to pray. Let's gather in reverence before our God. Let's gather to seek Him and to learn how we can obey Him. And when we're together and worshiping Him, and it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.